This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Anahi Iparrea. That's I-P-A-R-R-E-A. Date of birth, August 23rd, 2019. Case ID number is 296-4752. Date of exam, July 21st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Juan Y. Martinez and Kim. Informant is the mother by the name of Linda Iparrea, I-P-A-R-R-E-A. Identifying information, this is a 2-year-old, 11-month-old female who presented with her mother for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of autism, comma, developmental delay, comma, decreased hearing, comma, food allergies with lactose intolerance. Allegation number 1 and 2, autism and developmental delay. The claimant was diagnosed with developmental delay and autism approximately a year ago when the child was 1 year and 11 months old. She was said to have speech delay and repetitive behavior. She has had approximately 2 years of speech therapy and occupational therapy, but has not been approved for physical therapy at this time. The mother states that the child appears to be progressing well with the therapy, and has had mostly a behavioral problem with the child, since the child appears to be very active and hyper and very inquisitive, as well as always exploring different areas of the house. She does not always obey and has difficulty controlling the child's actions. Allegation number 3, decreased hearing. The mother states that the child was tested for hearing and that she failed the hearing test. They do not know which side appears to be giving problems. No surgeries or medications have been given for that condition. And she appears to respond well to commands and does say a few words and communicates very well with the mother and understands everything I seem to be asking her. If she does have a hearing problem, it is very mild, if anything. Allegation number 3, food allergies and lactose intolerance. The mother states when the baby was 1 month old, she developed food allergies and lactose intolerance. She would have colicky, abdominal pain and would cry constantly because of her colic pain. She states it would last for 3 minutes and she would have it 1 to 2 times per week. Associated symptoms included nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, and diarrhea, and now she appears to have constipation. The mother denies any melena, hemita, emesis, or weakness. She has had no weight loss and appears to be somewhat overweight for her height, but she is food intolerant to lactose and is on Nutramigen at this time to control her symptoms. She has food allergies and to lactose intolerance and appears to be very picky in what she likes to eat. the nutrinamigen has helped her, and she appears to be somewhat overweight for her height, but appears to be doing very well with the formula. Review of symptoms. The claimant has no problems with headaches, dizziness, visual problems, hearing problems, shakiness, vomiting, loose stools, hard stools, soiling, bedwetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, or any rashes. She is very picky about what she eats, and she has a tendency to be somewhat clumsy, but she is a toddler, which can be normal at this age. Activities of daily living. The claimant likes to play with boxes, watch videos on a tablet, and she likes to run around and play. She tends to be a loner since all her other siblings are much older than she is. She does not fight with peers or adults, but does sometimes fight with the siblings. She's a very playful and very explorative young child and does communicate, laugh, smile, and talk to people, especially people that she knows. Developmental milestones. The child was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, secondary to crying a lot, and because she was so very active and difficult to control. She was not an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months since she doesn't like to sleep at night. She's very active and wakes up during the night as well, and doesn't have a very good sleep pattern. The claimant sat alone without support at 7 months, crawled at 1.5 months, walked without support at 2 years, said her first words at 6 months, has not yet said her first sentence, self-dressed without help, bladder trained during the day, bladder trained during the night, or bowel trained at this time. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces or places, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, explored the surrounding environment, and was extremely active. She sometimes enjoyed being held and was rarely predictable in terms of sleep and walking patterns. Birth history. The child was born from a diabetic mother at Rio Grande Regional Hospital. The mother states she was in labor for 3 hours and the baby was born at 35 weeks of age. The baby was not delivered by instruments, comma, was not a cesarean section, comma, was not more than a one birth born baby, comma, was not blue at the time of birth or jaundice, comma, did not receive oxygen, comma, was not placed in an incubator, comma, and had no other problems at birth. The child's weight was 7 pounds and 19.5 inches long, which is normal. The mother and the baby stayed 3 days in the hospital and then were dismissed. Past history. The claimant has a history of autism, comma, global developmental delay, comma, food allergies and lactose intolerance, comma, and questionable hearing impairment. Social history. The child belongs to a very stable family environment with 5 other siblings. Their family physician is Dr. Luis Garcia. And the father works for the city of McAllen, although he was born in Mexico. He has a 10th grade education, but has a stable job at this time. The mother is 37 and is a housewife and has a 12th grade high school education, and states that at birth she had seizures and convulsions and also has diabetes. No one in the family smokes, comma, abuses alcohol, comma, or has had seizures except for the mother when she had seizures at birth. The claimant has not had any seizures. There is no one in the family that abuses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There are also nobody in the family who has hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Family history. The mother has diabetes mellitus and the father is in good health. She does have a brother who has hearing loss. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 34 pounds, height 35.5 inches, BP 102 over 55, heart rate 117 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, head circumference 50 centimeters. The claimant is growth chart. The claimant is at the 25 percentile for her age group. And she is at the 80 percentile for weight for her age group, which are both within normal limits. General, the claimant is a well-nourished, well-developed female and no acute distress at 2 years and 11 months old. Could you please drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality except for lactose intolerance, which is being treated at this time. And she appears to be a normal female for her age. Diagnosis: autism dash appears to be normal at this age, although she may have some symptoms and signs of autism. Appears to be that she is a normal child. Number two, developmental delay dash the claimant appears to be normal for her age group. Number three, hypoacusis dash the claimant was able to communicate with me and understand my questioning at her level. She does not appear to have any hearing problems. Number four, food allergies, lactose intolerance, being treated at this time with Nutrinogen, and appears to be doing fairly well. She is at the 80 percentile for weight according to her age. She is allergic to dairy products and only likes to eat French fries and soups, but this may change in the future. Prognosis, very good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Anahi Iparrera.